you know, you don't want to actually go to heaven if you don't love God, because it's not going to be heaven for you, right? And that's the whole point of the great divorce with C.S. Lewis. So, which is an interesting book. I recommend it if you want that idea expanded in a slightly different direction. You know, for me, you know, I want my children to love Christ. You know, that's my whole desire. I want them to love Christ. You know, I'd love for them to become doctors. You know, don't we all, our children? But not to make lots of money and to be prestigious, but to help people, to be missionary doctors. You know, this is my idea. It's never going to happen because I'm saying it. But, you know, it'd be great if one of them would work in the West, make lots of money so they could support the missionary doctors in Africa or something, and then they would exchange and go on, like, cycles. And that would be really cool. I would love that if they did that. But they're all probably going to, I don't know, be artists and write books or something. I don't know, which is fine. But I want them to love Christ. That's my point. You know, I'd much rather them love Christ. I would, you know, to be a CEO of a great Microsoft or Firefox or something like that, I would not want for them if it meant that they would not love Christ. Right? And for me, that's, you know, I want people to love Christ. And if you love Christ, then you don't want to off yourself, because you want others to love Christ. You want to see this world redeemed. You know, and I envy a lot of you. You know, I'm a pastor, and so I'm quite limited, actually, in what I can do for the kingdom, ironically enough. I can proclaim the kingdom, I can teach the Bible, provide maybe inspiration for some of you, I can be a warm body in some programs, but you guys have skills and money, you know? You can help the poor, the sick, dentistry, medicine, provide language services, cultural guides, all sorts of things. You can get in the countries I could never get into, some of you. You know, hey, I want to go to be a missionary in Saudi Arabia. Well, what are your degrees? Well, Christian studies. No, we don't want you in our country. But if I say, I'm an engineer, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor, well, come right in. Right? Well, the door's right open for you, Mr. Kiwi person. You know, oil industry or something, right? Hey, why don't you come right into our Saudi Arabia country? Right? You know, you guys have skills and all sorts of things that I will never have. And so I envy a lot of you, because a lot of you can do things for the kingdom that I would never be able to do. All sorts of things. And yes, I can do some things, but God has gifted many of you with gifts beyond anything I could ever do. And so, you know, Paul is calling us to fix this world. You know, to live is Christ and to die is gain. We can. The point of that isn't because death is so awesome, which it will be. The point is that because death is awesome, we can live. We can live for Christ. God's going to redeem this world. If everything's ultimately going to get fixed, you know, why bother now? Well, because we are called to fix this world now, not to wait for the future. You know, orphans are suffering and dying in Africa. That is bad. That is bad. It doesn't matter if maybe these children find salvation or something like that in the end. The state of them suffering now is bad and should be stopped. That's what we're called to do. And we have the power and the strength to do that if we have actual faith in the resurrection of Christ. So Christians should be doing all they can to right the injustices in this world, regardless of what the ultimate fate of people are in the life to come. And if you love Christ, you don't want to waste your talents by dying. I mean, because once you die, I mean, that's it. You can't influence things in this world anymore. At least, as Presbyterians, we don't think that, right? Catholics have a different idea, but that's a different sermon. So you can't influence anything once you're dead. And so you have the talents now. You have the skills now. You have the resources now. You have the assurance in the future that life is a good redemption, salvation is awaiting for you. So that gives you the freedom to live now, the radical life that Christ calls us to. If you love Christ, you don't want to waste those talents by dying. You want Christ proclaimed here and now. And so we can resonate with Paul's phrase here: to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Thank you for today. I thank you for your gospel. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the grace he gives us on the cross, the assurance he gives us of salvation in him, Lord, and I pray that you would just guide our church as we desire to see your kingdom proclaimed, that we desire to see the world around us pointed in a kingdom direction. And I thank you also for those here who may not call on your name, Lord. And I just pray that, we thank you so much for bringing them here. And I also pray that you would allow them to see the glory and the wonder of your salvation. And so we thank you for those here who are guests today. And I pray that, that you would just put us as a people on fire to just see your kingdom proclaimed, to see your gospel proclaimed, to see the good news proclaimed. These things in your most heavenly name. Amen.